Mi hermano. I'm very fluent in Spanish now, so. Manuel has been teaching me, and so I'm trying to learn. Last year, and it's been more than a year since you guys were in San Antonio, but Manuel and Susan and all of Encuentro, it has been such a blessing to be partnering together, to be working together, serving Jesus together. So I thank God for you, and what a treat it is to be growing together. And if you guys don't have everything all figured out quite yet, that's okay. It's been 35 years here. We haven't either, so it's just okay. Okay, so the mission of every church is to make disciples. This is the Great Commission. But every church is made up of people with unique gifts and with unique passions, and each church finds itself in a unique cultural setting. So how Church A is going to make disciples is going to differ from how Church B does it, and how Church A goes about it will change over time because people come and go, and the culture changes. Here at Northwest, we last went through a consideration of mission, values, vision back in 2011. Then about 2 years ago, the elders took note of the fact that our church had changed a lot since 2011. A lot of new people had become part of our church. People who had long been part of our church were no longer part of our church. There's been well over 50% turnover in the makeup of Northwest in the last 6 years. So some longstanding ministries have been longstanding are no longer in place, or they've changed a lot. And then there have been some exciting new ministries that have started. Think of Encuentro, English as a Second Language. I was thinking, too, of the family growth gatherings that we had this past summer, or just to name three. So there's a lot of dynamic, a lot of things have changed. And given all these changes, the elders realized it was time again to consider mission, values, and vision. We spent a lot of time discussing and praying about all this. Some of what I'm going to be presenting tonight is familiar, and C.S. Lewis wrote in one of his books that just because something is old doesn't mean it's old-fashioned. So some of it would be very familiar. Some of it is new and fresh. So we're going to start with mission statement. For many, many years, our church has championed a certain mission statement, and the thoughts that are in that mission statement still move us very deeply. But the elders have arrived at a new way to state our mission, and it comes with a direct tie-in to the Great Commission. It is very action-oriented, because we want to be able to take someone from wherever they are, spiritually speaking, to a great next with Jesus. We want to equip those who come our way to be fully formed disciples of Jesus. And we wanted the statement of mission to reflect a passion for making disciples. So here is the church's new mission statement. We help you take next steps with Jesus so that you can help others take next steps with Jesus. So if you've been with us on Sunday morning, you're not terribly surprised that next steps might have made its way into that to some extent. Now, I want to highlight some things about that statement. One, it affirms that people come to maturity in ministry through a process. A lot of times in the New Testament, you will read about the Christian life as a walk. Like in Colossians 4, verse 6, Paul writes, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him." So the Christian life is imagined as a walk consisting of thousands of next steps taken over the course of a lifetime. Steps into obedience and love and service and faithfulness. Second, this statement affirms that personal growth is not mission accomplished. Mission accomplished is personal growth plus service. Now, all of us need to be taking next steps with Jesus. That's a huge part of our mission. But it's not mission accomplished until We who are taking next steps are also helping others take next steps with Jesus too. So it's growth plus mission, plus ministry. And then the third thing I want to say about this is that everybody can pursue next steps with Jesus. There is nobody who has arrived at perfect spiritual maturity. All of us can grow. So no matter who you are, you can grow. And no matter who you are, there is someone who doesn't know as much as you do about following Jesus, and you can help them. You can help somebody else take a next step with Jesus. Finally, the statement, I believe it is challenging. I think it's clear, but it's not intimidating. In this statement, there's no theological jargon. There are no biblical terms to trip somebody up who doesn't know a lot about the Bible. It is accessible. It is our way of putting the Great Commission in street clothes. Now, I resonate so much with this statement, and that may be because my own life has been, and it continues to be, a next step story. I've been following Jesus for a long time now, for decades, and my life with him has sometimes looked like an epic journey, and sometimes it's looked like a walk in the dark. I've taken lots of forward steps with Jesus. I've taken more than my share of backward steps, steps that I wish I hadn't taken. Jesus has led me out of some very bad habits. He's led me into some good, healthy disciplines. For instance, when I was a teenager, I spoke in very often in very unedifying ways. Had a huge problem with speech patterns. And Jesus walked me out of that. These days, my current journey involves dealing with what I consider way more serious sins, things like selfishness, an independent spirit, pride. But Jesus is still leading me forward, step by step by step. That's the curriculum Jesus has had me following. I think it's standard curriculum for all disciples, step by step by step. So our mission statement shouts the very hopeful message that Jesus wants us to take next steps with him, every one of us, and he also gives us the mission of helping others take next steps with him. Now, this mission statement is going to be on our church website, be on the Facebook page. We'll have it in weekly programs, and you just might hear from time to time me mention next steps in Sunday morning sermons. Now, as we move forward to fulfill this mission, we're going to be focusing on four key activities, and the first one is, just kind of to say it out loud, we're going to work hard at making disciples. We're defining disciple-making as helping somebody else take a next step with Jesus, spiritual next step. Everyone you can think of, everyone you know, can take a spiritual next step. Every time you help someone who is far from God learn something about Jesus, learn something about God and his ways, you are fulfilling the Great Commission and helping someone who is far from God come near. Every step towards maturity somebody takes after coming to faith in Jesus is taking a next step into discipleship. And we want to be prepared here at Northwest to help people who are in very different places take next steps. The point of all we do at Northwest is to point each other to that next step. Think of all the activities of our church, ABFs, Sunday schools for kids, care groups, interface, women's Bible studies, men's Bible studies, men's connecting activities, sermons, music, testimonies. It's all about taking next steps. It's all about spiritual progress, spiritual growth. And by next steps, not talking about something that's vague and nebulous, talking about concrete actions like pursuing connection with fellow Christ followers, getting serious about relational connection, or repairing a badly damaged marriage, or working at restoring damaged relationships with kids or friends here at church. Learning to pray and then actually praying. Dealing with a long-standing addiction to drugs or alcohol or porn. Actually serving in a church, in the community, your neighbors. So that's what taking next steps of faith and obedience looks like. When it comes to helping somebody else take a next step, we're talking about the same kinds of concrete things. Maybe helping someone you know become more regular at attending worship on Sundays, or helping them learn to pray, or helping them with a long-standing addiction, or helping them, teaching them, modeling for them how to serve. Just concrete, real practical stuff. Now, we want to be real concerned about the Great Commission, making disciples, helping people take next steps. So I'd like for all of us to have two questions in front of our minds as we move forward from this evening. And one is, what is my next step? So just, Lord, what do you want me to do? What's my next step? And who can I help take a next step? Who's on your radar to help them take a next step with Jesus? So we want to make disciples, and we want to develop leaders. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Apostle Paul told Timothy to pass on the torch of what he had learned from Paul to others. So the elders believe that at this time in our church's life, we especially need to be giving ourselves to creating a leadership pipeline that will train others in what is central to our ministry. For the last 2 years, the elders have hosted a spring leadership series, and we focused on our church's core values and on some key biblical themes. We want to build these values into the lives of those who are serving in our ministry. If you're already leading something here at our church, we want to help you lead better. And if you want to learn how to lead and you're not leading now, we want to help you take a next step in leadership, even if that's a first step in leadership. So we want to make disciples, develop leaders. And then the third leg of our mission strategy table is very near and dear to my heart. We will launch ministries. Here are a couple of irrefutable truths. One, Christians don't grow absent service. And two, the Great Commission doesn't move forward unless Christians serve. So we want to be very diligent, very zealous in deploying Christ followers into ministry, both inside and outside the church. There's one of my favorite verses along these lines is Colossians 4, verse 17. This is what Paul writes in his letter, and it's kind of a letter, it's a note within the letter, and he says, I want you to say to Archippus, tell Archippus, take heed to the ministry that you have received in the Lord that you may fulfill it. Now, that was 2,000 years ago. We have no idea who Archippus is. And we have no idea what his ministry was. It could have been anything. It could have been serving widows and orphans, teaching a home Bible study, evangelizing in the marketplace. It could have been leading a home fellowship group. But take heed to the ministry you have received in the Lord that you fulfill it. So here's kind of a 2017 rendition of Colossians 4:17. Say to Tom, say to Amanda, say to Eric, Kata, say to Manuel, Jordana, take heed to the ministry that you have received in the Lord that you fulfill it. I mean, if Archippus received a ministry in the Lord, why not you? Why not all of us? There are lots of people who are serving here at Northwest in all kinds of great ways. Some in organized ministries, teaching Sunday school, leading a care group, serving on the praise team, on the missions committee with technology. You're an elder, you're a deacon, you're a ministry coordinator. There are some who are serving in certain ministries because the Lord has placed those ministries on your heart. And that's how things like the food pantry, which has been a mainstay here at our church for many, many years. Thank you, Nisha. Thank you, Rhonda. The Sattlers. Thank you, Kelda and Jeff. And so many others who are involved with that. There's ESL. Jennifer, God bless you for your vision for ESL. So there's Operation Christmas Child with Nicole and Financial Peace University. So there's Don. So these rise because they're on our hearts. And then there are others who are serving in ministries and leading ministries that really are not associated with Northwest, but you're here. And so, like Joe and Liz Page, God bless you guys. You're leading this amazing ministry. It's called Threads of Love. And it's just thrilling to see that ministry to parents, to kids. And then Chappie Dave and Sandy, the ministry that you're leading, Dave Moat. So, Missions on the Edge, right? Yeah, just a really exciting ministry. And Leroy Jacobson. I don't know where Leroy is. There's pointing. There's Leroy. Leroy, you've just recently started with Youth for Christ, right? So, 40 how many years? Did you say 47? 47 years. God bless you. So there's lots and lots of people who are serving in lots and lots of different ways. We believe the church is not a destination. The church is a launch pad for ministry. And we believe that every Christian is a ministry somebody. There are no ministry nobodies. So we want to see every Christian in our church deployed in ministry. Now, I am the point person designated by the elders to push this part of our mission forward. So, if you can identify what is your Archippus ministry, what is your mission from God, what's really on your heart to do for Jesus, please let me know. Like to be praying for you, cheering you on, helping you any way I can. And please let me know if you would like to be a part of a team I'm putting together to help deploy 2017 Archippus Christians into service. So we're going to make disciples, we're going to develop leaders, launch ministries, and the fourth leg of our mission table, we're going to plant churches. Under this heading, we're going to keep on nurturing our relationship and our partnership with Encuentro. That is just a huge part of our mission vision. Manuel and I have talked about this a lot. We would like to offer this model of a Spanish-speaking ministry within an English-speaking congregation to other churches and see it replicated throughout San Antonio. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
We're also going to be looking prayerfully at other groups, maybe with distinct languages or distinct ethnicities, who might want to plant a congregation within Northwest, just like Encuentro has. And then looking outside of Northwest to places in San Antonio where there are less well-represented, less well-served ethnicities or congregations where we might help nurture healthy congregations. And then finally, we want to think internationally. We're talking about a possible partnership with Chilean churches in South America and helping to establish and just breathe life into churches internationally as well. So that's our mission. Our mission is to help you take next steps with Jesus so you can help others take next steps with Jesus. We're going to make disciples. We're going to develop leaders, launch ministries, and plant churches. And all of this, we want to stay rock solid faithful to Scripture. So we're going to organize our ministry, continue to organize our ministry around what Scripture says and what Scripture values, we value. But over the years, it's become clear that there are certain things that really fit who Northwest is, certain values that just resonate with who we are. And who we aspire to be. So I'm just going to name these six values. They're not new to Northwest. They're becoming more and more part of our culture. Some of it, you'll say, yeah, that's really who we are. Or some of it, you'll say, yeah, that's who we really want to be. We want to love and live the Bible. Scripture is central to sermons, ABFs, care groups, Sunday school classes. It's been a 35-year distinctive of Northwest that we're just We're founded and grounded on Scripture, and it's going to continue to be that way. And then we want to build faith at home. I mean, took part in the Building Faith at Home series, the growth gatherings, family growth gatherings this past summer, just tremendous time. So Pam Jenis and Jeff Harrison, thank you so much for putting those on. And then all the volunteers who helped with that, those were tremendous wins. Bringing our friends to Jesus. A couple of Sundays ago, Jeff brought a sermon where he told the Hector and Ron story. Just a great story of one man who led another man to Jesus. And we want more and more to be a church where we are bringing those who are far from God near to Him. Mass off relating. When you come to Northwest, you come to a church that is committed to genuine relating and to going deep and to getting honest about pain and sin and rejoicing. Mass off relating is a legacy trait around here. Taking off masks, the masks of pretending, happens in care group meetings, happens in ABFs, happens over coffee in the hallway. It's just what we do here. We don't want to pretend anymore. We just want to be real, because then the glory of God shines. Two of our other values are living and giving generously, or generosity inside and outside of Northwest as faithful stewards, and then depending on God to do what only He can do when we ask Him, and that's prayer. So Jeff's going to have a lot to say about both of those when he starts talking about the land sales as soon as I finish, which will be not that long. I'm going to wrap up just with a couple of thoughts about vision. The vocabulary of vision invites all of us to kind of get out our artist's easels and paint a picture of our church's preferred future. So when we look at Northwest, or when we imagine others looking at Northwest, we want them to see a community of Christ followers who passionately pursue life-changing relationships with God, with each other, and with our world. Just envision that. That's what people think as they drive by on Gilbo. We want people to see a group of people, a community of believers who are unleashed into Jesus-centered service inside the church, outside the church, so that our impact for God is way out of proportion with our size. However big we get, our impact is way disproportionate to our size, so that everybody will see that it's all about Him. He's the source of all that goes on here. We think of the stories of Gideon. Think of the stories of Jesus told, the parables about leaven, something really small, or salt, something really small that makes a huge difference. That's impact disproportionate to size. And then we are a congregation that prays for and works toward and celebrates lives changed by the amazing grace of God. So here's this beautiful picture of our church. It's all about relationship. Life with Jesus is all about relationship. It's all about God's amazing power to do what we could never do by ourselves. And it's all about the multiplied stories of God's grace in our lives. So, that is just a glimpse. We'll be talking about this way more in the days and weeks and months to come, but our mission and our values and our vision. And at this time, Todd, I'd like to invite you to the front.